Message number 353. Never reject the prophets of the Lord. Friday, February 24, 2012 at 09:45 p.m. My daughter, it is imperative that you remain silent as the persecution begins. The holy word of my eternal Father will be rejected by those very sacred servants who claim to proclaim the truth of his most holy word. The Catholic Church is the one true church. All churches will unite to become one holy and apostolic church at my second coming. Until that happens, every word from my Father given to a spiritually dry world will be either ignored, challenged, or fiercely opposed. By those who will fiercely oppose my messages given to you, the seventh messenger for the end times will be divided into two camps, and by those who follow Satan through New Age fortune-telling and witchcraft. The others will be those who are spiritually blind but who believe they are divinely inspired with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Both will reject the Word of God given to you through the Holy Trinity and my beloved Mother. Even good priests forbidden to publicly endorse these messages will feel it is justified to vilify my holy word for all the world to hear. With little true humility in their hearts, they will set out to undermine this call from heaven which is being given to help humanity. These priests, clergy, and other self-appointed apostles who claim to know me will try to encourage souls to reject my word. They have no shame, for they will arrogantly pull my book of truth apart as it is being revealed to all of mankind. Then they will shred the contents with venom in their hearts. They do not want to hear the truth, for it will upset and rattle the cocoon of false security within which they wrap themselves. Oh, how they offend me! How much damage they will cause, and yet they do not realize this. Pray that these souls blind to the truth through the influence of the deceiver will open their hearts and accept the Word of God as it is presented to them today. They have no right to publicly dismiss these messages without discerning them with a clean soul, which must be humble in all things. While God allows the sufferings experienced by His visionaries on earth to ensure that souls are saved, He will not tolerate the abuse of His anointed prophets. You, my daughter, are a prophet. You accept suffering as a gift to me. But this is not about you, for you are nothing without me, and you know and accept this. God, my Father, speaks to the world through His prophets. It is His word you reject when you publicly slander His prophets. For this is a sin in His eyes. Never reject the prophets of the Lord. Never hurt or harm His prophets in any way. Remain silent at all times if in doubt, and pray for them. Attack the true prophet, and fire will pour forth upon you from the heavens in punishment by the hand of my Father. No man will stop the word of the Lord from being given to his children. This is the promise made by my Father since the beginning. Hear his voice. Accept that you are in the end times. Pray that these messages will be heard so that all of God's children will have eternal life. Your teacher, Redeemer of all mankind, Jesus Christ.